Previously on Algoa FM.
If you remember, a couple of months ago, we were talking about this book that I came across, Writers of the Future, and I said it's one of the best things that I got my hands on in 2023, and it's something that I read many years ago, and I was happy to get it. And we spoke to John Goodwin, who's the president at Galaxy Press. Now, he's on the line because they're excited. They've got a big event that is coming this April. Good morning to you, John, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Neo. It's great to be back.
What did you think of the latest entries?
The way it works is all the stories get submitted, they get sent to the judges. None of the administrative staff see anything until the judges have made the decision. So we have winners this last year from 8 different countries, the year before from 9 different countries. So the quarter that just ended, like I said, December 31st, was brilliant stories. And what's really good about it is that the science fiction fantasy, but they're so creative. You can have UFOs, you can have hard science fiction, you can have near future, you can have fantasy. And you say, oh, yeah, that's been done before. Yeah, but important that any artist in South Africa who's listening to this, there's no idea that art has to look a certain way. It just has to have an element of fantasy or science fiction in there. So whether it's the roots of African futurism, the Chinese fantasy, or Ukraine, or Canada, or UK, it looks different from where all different countries. So if you can do that, we have one of our judges, Nnedi Okorafor, who's credited as the creator of African futurism, what she does, and she's the one that created the Shuri, the original Shuri comic books. She's done a lot working in the Wakanda universe, and she's done a lot of other stuff too in African futurism.
But do you find when you get to read some of the stories, some of the entries, that they are also a reflection of the current times, where maybe it's the interpretation that kind of adds the science fiction to it?
In fact, that's one of the attributes of science fiction fantasy. It gives you a way that it's almost like therapeutic reading, because it's how a current bad situation can be turned to the better. That's the kind of science fiction we deal with. We don't do the negative stuff where everything ends and it's doom and gloom. We don't do that. A lot of people were submitting the stories on the pandemic, and we actually made a point of not trying to focus on pandemic and people just all the negative stuff. We tried to do other things that were a little more uplifting. People were shuttered. They were unable to connect with their friends. Schools were closed. So we tried to focus a little more on the uplifting stuff. But science fiction can be either to give you a warning about what can happen if you don't do something to change. And Hubbard did with his storytelling, it's like ultimately the human spirit will survive. And I think that's a message which is very real in Africa. I know Mr. Hubbard definitely had that consideration about Africa. He unfortunately got his visa wasn't renewed because he proposed the first emancipation, basically constitution, which gave the everybody equal rights to vote, and that didn't work very well with certain people there. So he wasn't accepted back. And I would hope to see more coming from South Africa specifically on this, because it's something that I think we need a lot of right now. There's too much fixation on AI, and you see a lot of stories on AI, the revolution of the robot and the computer, and people uploading their consciousness, and this kind of sense of the spirituality of humanity gets lost with that. And you don't have to be a major selling author. You can't submit the conscious if that's what you are. We've got some people who submitted 47 times before winning.
Wow.
I mean, get the idea of buying a guitar. You got your music shows. Just some of your favorite musicians. Just imagine them going to a music store, buying a guitar, plugging it into an amp, and start playing your favorite licks. It's not going to happen. You need to practice and practice and practice. Last year, we had a winner of 69, mm-hmm. and the oldest was 69, and the youngest was 16.
When's the next edition coming out? When is the next book going to be published?
Okay, so the next book will be releasing in South Africa on May 7th.
Gala dinner happening on the 25th of April?
Yes. So that's one thing we're very excited about. For anybody out here who's familiar with science fiction or fantasy, these are some of the the stars of science fiction and fantasy is going to be there. Now, like you said, it's the 25th of April. Now, this is Pacific Standard Time. This is what we have here in Los Angeles. 7 o'clock, the actual event starts. This is Pacific Standard Time. But now the guests that we have arriving that will be there, Kevin Anderson, Orson Scott Card, he's the author of Ender's Game, Catherine Kurtz, Todd McCaffrey is the son of Ann McCaffrey, who is the creator of the Dragon Riders of Pern series. Larry Niven is the author of Ringworld. Jody Lanai is the coordinating judge for the contest. We have Nnedi Okorafor. I mentioned her. She's the creator of African Futurism, writes for the Wakanda series, you know, with Shuri Binti, just an amazing person. Tim Powers, he's the one that wrote On Stranger Tides, that was made into the Pirates of the Caribbean. So these are all the judges that will be there. They teach the workshop to the winners, and they will also be presenting awards to the winners. It gets broadcast as well. You'll be, like, you'll see it being broadcast at writersofthefuture.com, and it's also being broadcast on the United Public Radio Network, too, for people to follow it. That'll get about 3 million people watching there as well.
It sounds exciting. Quickly, John, tell us about the podcast, obviously, for updates and where people can just go follow everything that is happening with Writers of the Future.
That's at writersofthefuture.com. Everything's on there. If you listen to your podcast on SoundCloud, you just go to Writers of the Future and you'll see it there as well. And it all follows the basic premise that, you know, when Ellen Hubbard created this contest originally back in 1983, he says, a culture is as rich and as capable of surviving as it has imaginative artists. It is with this in mind that I initiated a means for new embedding writers to have a chance for the creative efforts to be seen and acknowledged.
John Goodwin is the president at Kelsey Prix. What we'll do is share the link on how you can follow the gala dinner, the awards on the 25th of April. And as soon as the book is in South Africa, we'll share a link of that. And I'll tell you, I'll give it my own review. I might not be a judge, but I do enjoy science fiction. John Goodwin, thanks you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.